Hey everyone, welcome and welcome back to the Letters and Layers podcast, where I talk about everything books, life lessons, streams of consciousness, personal experiences, mental health, wellness, and everything in between. This is your host, Amaka. It is 7:05 a.m. on Friday, May 30th, and I'm looking forward to the weekend. I don't have much work for today as far as my day job goes. It's a really light day, and I'm very thankful for that, so much so that I'm able to record this podcast on a weekday that's not Monday, because as some of you may know, I don't work on Mondays. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned that at one point or another. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'm gonna bake some cookies tomorrow because my landlords, they have a teenage daughter who is graduating high school, and they're having a party for her in the backyard. Tomorrow, I won't be able to make the party, but I said I would make cookies for them. So the dough is marinating in the fridge as we speak, and I'm going to bring it out to defrost so that I can bake them and they are fresh and warm for the party tomorrow. What else do I have planned for this weekend? I am going to a late lunch. No. Yeah, I will call it that. I'm going to a late lunch tomorrow at Virtue on the South Side with a friend of mine. So I'm really looking forward to that because Virtue is really well rated and the food just looks delicious. And everything I've heard about the restaurant is so good. So I'm looking forward to that. And what else? I'm looking forward to just... Beyond that, I don't have much planned. I do want to get some like personal work done. I am slowly updating and kind of revamping my YouTube channel. If some of you remember, early last year, I decided that I would start filming myself, recording the podcast, and then I quickly got overwhelmed. And was finding that I was kind of dreading the process of recording because then I'd have to kind of like get ready and be physically presentable. And I was like, if this is going to discourage me from recording, I'm just going to take a pause. I don't know how long the pause will last, but that's what I'm going to do. So I stopped, and it's been over a year, but now I am feeling a little bit more motivated to update the channel and start putting videos there. Now, they may or may not be videos of me recording the podcast, but I actually like the idea of just recording snippets of my life. I played around with filming some clips last week that are long enough, in my opinion, to be a vlog in itself. I think with editing, it might be at least a half hour worth of content. So I'm excited about that. And honestly, it's kind of like a work from home with me / skincare haul, honestly. And I'll talk about how the skincare haul kind of fits in. But yeah, I actually really enjoyed the process of filming. I think kind of detaching it from the responsibility of recording makes it feel more enjoyable. And yeah, I'm trying to make out time to just update everything because the imagery and the branding on the channel is outdated as far as like what the look of the podcast is right now with the podcast art and just certain things I need to update, having since changed the name and everything. So I'm going to be working on that. That's going to be my summer project. And I'm hoping I could maybe edit and post the clips into a vlog within the next month or so. And also put up the video of my interview with Nakia Hargrove, where we talked about her book Mama. So yeah, that is one of the things that I'm working on right now. And I'm just like, you know, I'm feeling this urge. I'm feeling this motivation to do this. Who knows where this channel could go in conjunction with the podcast, you know, that I have, by God's grace, kept going these past few years. So I'm gonna lean into it. And I also feel like it's a natural addition to the podcast. Like it's a natural next step in a way. And maybe I had kind of ventured into it a bit prematurely, and maybe that's why I felt overwhelmed and kind of put it away. But I have a renewed sense of kind of starting over, and we'll see where that goes. So I'm working on that. And what else? As far as the skincare haul goes, I went to a skincare workshop on May 15th that was planned by a friend of mine. Her name is Ashley White. She is a Black female licensed esthetician in Chicago. And she put on this workshop, which was amazing. And it was focused on skincare and overall wellness for Black women. She really got down into the nitty gritty about how we should take care of our skin, what ingredients and products that are okay, what we should kind of be wary of and maybe not use. And she gave away so many skincare products because she has worked with brands in the past, considering her sizable following on social media. So being that there was more product than people at the workshop, I was able to get a bag for myself and a bag for my sister and a bag for my friend. So the skincare haul that I recorded as a potential vlog at a point was from the products that were in the bag. A lot of Naturium, a lot of topicals. There were some Vaseline products. And there was a House Labs lip oil, which I've been using and I actually really like it. My husband likes too, because I had a wedding last week and I wore it and it was really nice. So yeah, and Hana Hana Beauty, which is Chicago based, had a studio sale on the south, like south-ish side where they're located. So I had never actually used their products, but because Ashley spoke highly of them, I decided to send their products to my friend who had a birthday around that time that I had learned about them. But considering that they had the studio sale, I was like, okay, these products are discounted and they're right by me. I'd be curious to just go and see if there's anything that I'm interested in. So they had a lot of varying scents as far as their products, because it's primarily scented shea butter that, you know, you can use for body care, moisturization, things like that. So I gravitated mostly to their vanilla scented shea butter. They had different scents though. They had like lemongrass, they had eucalyptus, they had bamboo coconut, but I was drawn to their amber vanilla and lavender vanilla scents as far as the shea butter goes. And the containers were pretty sizable for the cost. An 8.5 ounce container of shea butter, they were selling it for $20 at the sale. So I got like 3 of the 8.5 ounce containers. And then I got a couple of their like 1.5 ounce minis of the same fragrances of shea butter. What else? I got a body bar and some lip balm, and everything came out to $100, which I think is pretty good, honestly, considering the quality of the product and how much I was actually able to purchase. And I took out a few of the products and sent them to my sister too. So that was also part of the skincare haul. So it was really fun to film it. And yeah, I'm looking forward to kind of seeing what unfolds from relaunching this YouTube channel and continuing with the podcast and potentially broadening the audience and the platform that I'm slowly building. So I will definitely keep you guys posted. What else am I working on? I don't know that there really is anything else at this point. beyond what I've mentioned and my day job. I don't plan on this podcast episode being long, although I know I say that often. But yeah, honestly, I just wanted to share some thoughts and tidbits that have been going through my mind, things that I'm reminding myself to keep me pushing forward. And I just wanted to share it on the podcast in case anyone could use a pick-me-up or some motivation or a reminder, really. And I kind of allude to this every so often, I am working on kind of carving out my own space within the work I do in my day job. I'm trying to create something that is my own. And I know that I'm being vague, but I hope it's enough for me to say, you know, with the work that I do with various populations and seeing patients day to day, I'm trying to create something of my own within that. And I've been working on this, I would say, for about a year now. There was a lot I had to do in the beginning as far as licensing with the state and just making sure I'm in good standing and I have the status that I need in order to do the work that I want to do for myself. So I was able to get that early this year, thank God. Now I'm working on like the logistics of what that endeavor will look like. So I'm saying this to say that if you're out there and you want to build something for yourself, that doesn't necessarily mean that you won't have opportunities coming your way while you're going through that process. And I'm saying this because I have been presented on more than one occasion with opportunities that are very similar to what I'm trying to build for myself now. And, you know, a decent amount of money is attached. But the time that I would have to give to those opportunities that keep me in a place where I'm working for other people would take away from the time and effort I'm able to put towards what I'm trying to create for myself so that I can work for myself, so that I can support myself, so that I can bet on myself, essentially. An opportunity like that came around last year, and another opportunity came around within the last week. So, you know, it's not easy to decide I'm not going to take these external opportunities because, like I said, the money is good, but it's the time that I'm going to lose. It's the effort that I'm going to have to redirect away from what I want to do for myself and towards that new opportunity, whether it's work or otherwise. That's going to take away from what I'm trying to create for me. And I know at the end of the day, I want to work for myself. I want to work for myself. And technically, I work for myself because the jobs that I have right now, I'm an independent contractor. So it's like I'm contracting my services to these companies or mental health organizations, rather, that I work for. But I want to be an independent contractor for myself. You know, I want to be an independent contractor under my banner. That's what I'm, you know, working on and trying to figure out. So I am saying this because I want to remind folks that you are worth betting on. If you have an idea, if you're in process, if you're figuring out logistics, if you're discouraged but are continuing to keep going, if you're starting and stopping, like whatever phase that you are in to try and figure things out and make a name for yourself or create a business or create a brand or whatever, that doesn't mean that opportunities within that same realm still won't come your way. And I'm not even saying don't take those opportunities. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is if you take those opportunities, will it take away from the vision that you're working towards for yourself? Will you still be able to take those opportunities and work on what you want for you? If you can, then by all means. If I felt like I could take the opportunity that has been presented to me and still devote the same amount of time and energy or more to what I'm trying to build for myself and not get drained or burnt out, that is an important caveat, I would do it. But I don't see it. I don't see that path. I don't see how I could do that. And I'm really not trying to overexert myself. So if that was possible, I would do it, but I don't see it. So I'm definitely not saying don't take the opportunities. I'm not saying don't consider them. But I think the thought process that is worth kind of exploring is, will those opportunities take away from what you want to do for you? Or can you still work or take those opportunities while still building what you want for yourself? I think that's super important. So yeah, it's really interesting going through this process, trying to build something for me, trying to build my own banner, and having to make these decisions, which, you know, they're good problems, you know? I wouldn't even call them problems, but I think it speaks to where I am in my career and just how far I've come with the grace and mercy of God and just continuing to work hard, that I am able to slowly build something for myself, but am still sought after, you know, and now I have to make decisions around, will I take this opportunity to make some more money? Or do I have to turn it down because I don't have the time and energy to devote to it alongside what I'm trying to create for me? So I just wanted to encourage folks who maybe are on a similar path or journey. If you can do both, by all means. But if that's not the case, I'm encouraging you to bet on yourself. Bet on yourself, because that's kind of the pep talk I was giving myself this week. The money would be good. The extra money that I would make would be good. But the time and energy and effort that would be siphoned away from what I'm trying to create for myself, I wouldn't be able to make up for that. And another thing that comes to my mind as well is, I'm wondering, a year from now, would I be happy with the decision that I made? A year from now, 2 years from now, would I be happy with the fact that I took that opportunity and did not continue to bet on myself? Even if I'm not as far along as I would like 12 months from now or 18 months from now, that time and energy that would have been given to that other opportunity would keep me further back from where I would have been at that point anyway. So I also think about that too. Like, would I be happy with the decision that I made down the line? Would my future self be thanking me now that I took that opportunity? Or would my future self be thanking me now for continuing to push forward on what I'm trying to build for me? So I think about that as well. Also too, I wanted to talk about how the more and more I think about the concept of and phenomenon that is imposter syndrome, the more I start to feel like a visceral reaction and an overt rejection of that idea. Because in my experience and with what I've seen, the concept of imposter syndrome is discussed and analyzed and mulled over in circles of people that look like me. Black women, Black men. I can't say for white women, but I have never seen it discussed amongst white men. And I'm just like, is this something that we as Black people, as Black women, have been made to internalize because of just the society that we live in, because of the prejudice and discrimination that we have to deal with on a regular basis, especially in professional settings? I have been so much more aware of how in the past I have allowed that concept to impact me and make me feel like maybe I'm not worthy of being in certain spaces or talking to certain people. And I wonder if there's anything as far as like opportunities or whatever that I've missed out on because of it. And thinking about it honestly makes me a little bit mad. It gets me in my feelings because I'm thinking about the people that are running this country right now that are in the highest levels of governmental office, and they have no business being there, in my opinion, but I have a pretty strong opinion about this. They have no business being there, and yet we are made to feel like we're not good enough. We don't have the skills, we don't have the qualifications, we're not meant to be in the rooms, we're not meant to speak to the people. Meanwhile, we are more than qualified. We are overqualified. We bring more to the table than majority of the other people sitting at it. And I am actively and forcibly rejecting the notion of imposter syndrome moving forward, because I am starting to think that it's something that we as Black people, I'm starting to think that it's a tool. I'm starting to think that it's just one of the tools that are used to make us feel like we're not capable, we can't do, we're not meant to be in rooms and speak to people and things like that. And because of where I see myself going and because of all the things I want to achieve, imposter syndrome does not serve me. Imposter syndrome does not serve me. Considering the goals that I have for myself, and they're lofty. I'm not going to be dishonest and say that the goals and achievements that I want to get to are reasonable. Let's say that I have lofty goals, but if I don't believe in myself, who will? Why should I expect people to believe in me if I don't believe in me? Why should I expect people to believe in me and my capabilities if I am not audacious and believing in myself to the point almost of being deluded? There's a lot of language and discourse in like just the general millennial Gen Z culture sphere around audacity and delusion. And I know it's a buzzword and it's a way to get people to watch your content and things like that. But honestly, I've really been thinking about it and I'm just like, no, there has to be a degree of delusion, healthy delusion and audaciousness for you to really set your sights and hit those levels of success that you want for yourself and that I want for me. And if I don't adopt those ways of thinking and that mentality, I'm limiting myself, and I have no business wanting people to believe in me in that way if I don't believe it for myself. I've talked off and on the podcast about like my journey with creativity and kind of rediscovering that in myself. Oftentimes I will just look at art online just to kind of see what's out there and get some inspiration. So there's this website that I go to called Artfully Walls. I love the content on that website. It's just pretty much an extensive database of artists and their work. And you can purchase prints, you can purchase original pieces. I've purchased several pieces from there, prints, but still very beautiful. And I have, on some occasions, just kind of gone through the database artist to artist, like going from, like, they categorize it by letter. So I've literally been going from like the Z's up, and just going through each artist's work. And there are certain art pieces that I'll see and I'll say, this is not good. This, I don't know how you can call this art. I don't know where the artist was, what they were seeing when they made this. This is not art. This is not good. But at the end of the day, all that means is that that art is not for me. I am not the target audience for that piece, because there's somebody out there who will see that same piece and think it is the best thing in the world and they will purchase it. And at the end of the day, the artist was audacious enough and had a healthy level of delusion to make that art and not overthink it and post it on the website. And now it's out in the world for everybody to see, and the people that love it and will buy it. There's art on there that I love and that I've bought that I'm sure other people will look at and be like, this is a piece of crap. Like, what was this artist thinking? So I just, kind of doing that exercise, I was just like, first off, I am overthinking this. I really just need to let the creative juices flow, and whatever comes out, comes out. And I need a healthy dose of the audaciousness and delusion that these artists have, because they are out here doing the work, putting it out into the world, and they don't care who likes it or not. As long as they're happy, as long as they have executed their vision, which it makes sense, it's their vision. I don't have their eyes. I don't see what they see. So it makes sense that not everything that is made for me. So I'm just thinking about how these people have been able to, even if they've encountered what we know as imposter syndrome, they have actively rejected it because they have done the work. And it's online for everyone to see. And I think I still kind of struggle with it, but I am actively doing the work of rejecting it, because I am trying to see what version of me is on the other side of all of this. What version of me is on the other side of rejecting imposter syndrome? What version of me is on the other side of adopting the audaciousness and healthy delusion of believing in myself and not allowing anything to limit me? That's the version of myself that I'm working towards. And I felt strongly to kind of share these streams of consciousness on the podcast, because I'm just like, I can't be the only one that's dealing with this. I can't be the only one. And I know more often than not, Black women deal with this. We wonder, are we good enough? We wonder, are we capable enough? We wonder, should we be in these spaces? Should we be talking to these people? Hell yeah, you should be talking to them. In fact, they are the ones who have the honor and privilege of talking to you. They are the ones who have the honor and privilege of speaking to you. I'm sure I'm going to rewind and listen to this episode, because I'm speaking these words not just for those who are listening, but for myself. Because I want to meet the version of me that is on the other side of all of these limitations and thoughts that consistently keep us down and away from our fullest potential. So I'm going to end the podcast here. I want to thank you guys so much for listening, as always. Quick reminder that I'm going to take an extended break this summer. Usually I take the month of July off. It's my birthday month, and I will be going out of town doing some travels during that time, but I'm also going to take the last 2 weeks of June off. So we'll have this episode, and then we'll have the June 15th episode. I think a couple episodes back, I said the last episode would be this one, June 1st, but I'm going to do one more, and then I will be out for 6 weeks. And the next episode after the middle of June will be August 1st. So again, thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you as always. Please share, please recommend to folks who think will enjoy this episode or other episodes. Please reach out to me, email me, contact@theLettersAndLayers.com if you want to share anything with me, insight, questions that you'd like me to answer on the podcast that you're comfortable with me sharing on air. Please rate or review. Give your girl 5 stars because you know you love the content, regardless of platform. I appreciate you all. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.